Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 50th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 34. We come to a chapter that undoubtedly is one of the most shameful events in the Bible concerning Israel's history. If not in the Bible, at least in the book of Genesis. We find in this one chapter alone, in chapter number 34, we find rape, we find murder, we find lies, we find deceit, among all these other things that we're going to see in chapter number 34, all woven in this one chapter. Jacob had bought a piece of property. And remember in Genesis chapter 33, when we looked at that in verse number 18, God told Jacob, he was in with Laban in Haran, and he told Jacob, "Now I want you to get out of this land. I'm the God of Bethel. I want you to come back." And the thought was, "I want you to come to Bethel." Well, he went part ways. He came into the promised land. He saw Esau, all that worked out. And he told Esau, "Well, I'm going to follow you." Remember, and Esau went one way, Jacob went the other. Matter of fact, Bible, it shows, I think Esau went north and I think he went south. I think that's right. One or the other. He went in the opposite direction. And he dwelt in Shechem. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he pitched his tent toward the green pastures of Shechem. Remember somebody else in the Old Testament? We studied him weeks, months ago. A fellow by the name of Lot. When Abraham and Lot split up, Lot pitched his tent, the well-watered plains, toward Sodom and Gomorrah. Boy, didn't they look good. That's what happened with Jacob. He went to Shechem. It sounds good. Matter of fact, he bought a piece of property, and God didn't want him there. Remember, partial obedience is disobedience. Look in verse number 1, chapter 35. Okay, this will give you the whole context of what we're talking about. After what went on in chapter 34, look what God said to Jacob. "Arise and go to Bethel." That's where you should have been. If you'd been in Bethel, all this that took place previously, it would not have happened. So he's in Shechem. He's there for about 10 years. He stayed a while. He bought a piece of property. Well, we get to verse number 1. He's living there in Shechem, or outside of Shechem. And remember, Shechem, we're going to find out, is the name of the king's son. So he named this city Shechem. Is the king's son's name. So this Shechem, we're going to find out, is a pretty powerful young man. Verse number 1, chapter 34. "And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land." And don't go any farther. Okay, we're going to get deeper into chapter 34. Again, I want you to get the picture. They've been living there about 10 years. If you follow the timeline of when he left Haran, he came into Succoth, and then he came into Shechem. He's here 10 years, a long time. He should have been kept on going where God wanted, but he liked that place. Remember, it was all green and looked good, and he got along with these folk, okay? And Dinah was a teenage girl by this time. It was his daughter. You remember the story, we won't go back there. Jacob had the wives. Remember Leah, Rachel. He loved Rachel. As a matter of fact, he still loved Rachel more than Leah. And he worked 7 years for Rachel. And Laban said, well, remember they went to the tent. And the next morning, Jacob woke up and she took her head cut. And we talked about this. How did Jacob not know that was Leah and not Rachel? Because Jewish traditions and times, but they would go like a wedding. They would enter into the tent and they would, she would be covered in a veil. The next morning she uncovered herself and Jacob went, "Ah, you're not Rachel, you're Leah. Now, how do you think that made Leah feel? What, am I chopped liver or something, you know? Anyway, he told Laban, he said, you tricked me. He said, oh, I can't give you Rachel. Leah is the oldest daughter. It's not right for you to get the youngest daughter. As a matter of fact, Rachel was beautiful. We talked about she was, well, a good-looking one. It doesn't mean Leah was ugly by no means, but she wasn't as pretty as a sister, so obviously he wanted Rachel. Well, you know the story. He worked 7 more years for Rachel. See, he worked 14 years. He stayed total 20 years with Laban. He got up. He came to Shechem. Another 10 years, he's there. So 30 years had taken place. Dinah was born, and all these 12 sons, the concubines of these ladies. So he has quite a family. Dinah is the only daughter that we know that's mentioned in Scripture. And don't you know she was special? All those boys and one girl. And I'm sure she was the pride of the family. Makes me think of the old saying growing up as a kid. Sugar and spice and everything nice, that's what little girls are made of. Something, snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. That's what little boys are made of. So I'm just saying, the little girls were special to not just Jacob, but also to the boys. They're the big brothers, you know. So she went out to see the daughters of the land. She's a teenager, and she didn't have any friends. Remember, her whole household is nothing but boys, okay? So Dinah wanted to be around girls her own age. That's understandable, understandable. The problem was this. Those girls came from a different background. They were different. They were raised differently. We're going to look at this in just a minute. That's why, Mom, Dad, be careful who you let your kids run around with. It affects them. It only affects you, it affects you and the whole family. Well, Dinah was wanting to be around girls her own age. She obviously had met some Shechemite girls and got to know them, as teenage girls would. Just remember, Dinah was raised differently than the other girls. She had different standards. She come from a place where they were worshiping one God. Remember the Hebrew people and all, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They knew about Jehovah God. Those Shechemites, they knew not. They had their own gods. And we're going to learn, matter of fact, the history would tell you, people back then, boy, they were a rowdy bunch of people, okay? And she started hanging around with these girls. And again, I'm not blaming anything on Dinah to be politically correct, okay? But at the same time, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. I share that with all the teenagers, every young person I ever meet. We talk about it and share some things with them. And how true that is. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. Well, Dinah was hanging around with some bad folk, these girls. And an awful thing happened to her. Verse number 2. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, he was the prince of the country, saw her, he took her, laid with her and defiled her. And there's a lot of different words in here. I took the time to look up every word and what these words meant about. He saw her literally when Shechem saw her. And have a note, the word saw literally means she caught his attention. She was different than all the other girls of Shechem. There was something different about her that caught his eye. He saw her.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.